Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And this week, we're talking about, we talked about a lot of things. Just, I kind of think of this time that we have together as just a time to sit down and chat and think about the things of God, think about the Word. We're starting the day off. It's early in the morning. And we're going to make decisions throughout the day. And these decisions are going to lead to events, you know, cause and effect. The decisions we make create certain effects. And these effects can be good or bad. You walk into work, somebody there ticks you off, and you explode. You give them a big piece of your mind. You yell, you scream, you rave, you curse. And your day goes from bad to worse. Or you can do what we talked about earlier this week, that is, start the day off, read a proverb, spend some time in prayer, seeking God. Maybe even sing an old hymn. You have a hymn book at home? They're kind of becoming things of the past. But if you have a hymn book, you know, you can, part of your devotion, it's just you, isn't it? It's just you and the Lord. So you don't have to be embarrassed. You say, well, I can't sing very good. Well, he knows how you sing. He created your vocal cords. And you can take those vocal cords and you can use them to praise him. So you take an old hymn book and you find a hymn that you know and you begin to just lift up your voice singing that hymn and praise to him. And he fills up the atmosphere with his presence and he strengthens you. So you go off to work having spent some time in prayer and somebody says something that ticks you off. And then all of a sudden you're smart. You're not a fool. You're smart because you've been reading the Bible. In fact, that morning you just read, a soft answer turns away wrath. You just read it. It was one of the Proverbs. And the Holy Spirit brings that proverb up and says, I'm not answering that guy according to the way he treated me because I also read that other proverb. Answer not a fool according to his ways, lest you be like him. Well, you don't want to be like him because he's a fool. You want to be wise. You want to be smart. You want to be capable of reconnoitering every area of your existence this day and doing it in such a way that you come out at the end of the day absolutely on top. Deuteronomy 28 says, if you obey God's commandments, you'll be the head and not the tail. You'll be above and not beneath. Why? How do I get to be the head and not the tail? How do I get above and not beneath? By obeying the commandments of God. Listen, Proverbs chapter 7. My son, keep my words. Lay up within you my commandments for use when needed and treasure them. Keep my commandments and live. And keep my law and teaching as the apple of your eye. What's it say? It says, keep my commandments and live. Can we assume then that if we live our life in such a way that we are not in flowing underneath the truths of God's word, that instead of life flowing into us on a daily basis, it's going to be death? Instead of living and being led by the law of life in Christ Jesus, we're going to be under the law of sin and death. See, that's me. I was appointed by God to be a person that lived their whole life under the law of sin and death. I've just been eternally cursed, and nothing ever goes right for me. Really? He said, well, I've never said that about myself. Yeah, but is your favorite song Born to Lose? Is that your philosophy of life? That the whole world is just filled with horrible things waiting to happen to you? Or is the world that you have in your heart and in your mind conforming to the 91st Psalm? He that abideth under the shadow of the Almighty. Are you underneath the rock of his salvation? In a place of protection? Well, you can be, but it all starts with making decisions. You know, I'm going to read the Word, and I'm going to do what it says to do. For instance, David says, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied are the undefiled, the upright, the truly sincere and blameless in the way of the revealed will of God. Now, where would we find that? Where would we find the revealed will of God? According to Blackstone, that great legal mind that helped steer our founding fathers in the direction of the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, Blackstone said, there's only two kinds of law in the world that are legit. One is natural law, which is created by God, and the other one is revealed law, which can only be found in the Bible. There's no other place to find revealed will or the revealed law of God than in the Bible. So when David says, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied are the undefiled, the upright, the truly sincere and blameless in the way of the revealed will of God, who walk, order their conduct and conversation in the law of the Lord, the whole of God's revealed will. That's kind of a long first verse there in the Amplified. But it says, the people who order their life and make decisions in accordance with the revealed will of God, they are blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied. That's the way the first psalm starts off. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And it goes on and says, what he does will prosper. What he does will work. Why? Because he's walking in divine truth. He's doing things the way God would have him to do it. And then Psalm 119 verse 2 says, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied are they who keep his testimonies and who seek and inquire for and of him and crave him with the whole heart. That's why you have that little space of time in the morning. You get off by yourself and you say, Jesus, I love you and I'm inquiring of you this day to lead me and to guide me and to direct me. Speak to me and I'll be quick to answer you, the old hymn says. He promised us an abundant life. He promised us a good life. Our life here doesn't have to be a mess. We don't have to be taking drugs to try to forget everything that's going on around us. We don't have to come home at night and get ourselves drunk because of what went on during the day. We can walk in God's truth and God's ways, and we can prosper. We can be in health. Just as John said, beloved, I pray that you will prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You got to get to thinking right. Proverbs chapter 2, my son, if, there's that big if you will receive my words and treasure up my commandments within you, making your ear attentive to skillful and godly wisdom. See, people don't want to discipline themselves. They don't want to take the time and put the responsibility of their life on themselves, so they just kind of kiss it off to fate. It doesn't work that way. You've got to study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. You can do it. Come on now. Let's get into the Word. Let's love Jesus. Let's know Jesus, because if we know Jesus, we will know freedom.